Hello Cancer, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, April the 15th, and the week ahead. Because Venus is now going to start to move forward, thank heavens, you'll begin to see the light in so many things. There's a great deal of compassion surging from you and through you at the best of times, but even more now. And that's why you should get wrapped up in causes or crusades, in something that means so much to you. Whatever it is, you know now that justice must be done. And here's your Sunday stars. The moon is in Sagittarius, which for you might be a little bit off course, but nonetheless, it's a good energy around you now, especially for matters connected with your health. So if you need to get a checkup, then do it ASAP. But your stars are also good for anything that requires new technology, new skills that can put you up to the forefront of the modern world and the modern life. Think about it and look into it. Here's your Monday stars. Venus's link to Mars is lovely for you. This is very good if you're thinking of a holiday or a vacation or a trip, even if it's business, which could also have an amount of pleasure too. Yep, business and pleasure connect with both Venus and Mars. And what you've got with this wonderful combination is the chance and the ability to move forward in so many ways and on so many levels. There's a lot of love around you now, and you love what you're doing, and people love you for it. Here's your Tuesday stars. A little minor difficulty that could happen in relationships, which could come through a controlling or dominating energy, might be you towards somebody else or somebody towards you. Now, there is a softness and a certain amount of elegance around your stars as well. So if you have a partner who is naturally compassionate and sensitive, then all is well. If not, then you may be thrown miles apart. And here's your Wednesday stars. The sun's move into Taurus is lovely for you because over the next 2 weeks, this is the ideal time to look to the future and plan it too. So long-term objectives really appeal with the sun in this particular placement. So as you look forward and as you strive and drive forward, then you are going to be in a fine position to get the things done what you want for the future. So aspire to those things that mean something to you. And here's your Thursday stars. This is all about Mercury, the energy around you now. And what's particularly good is if there's certain things you need to sort out for your career and your work and your business. Now, Rome wasn't built in a day, so don't expect immediate results. But as I said yesterday, you are at a time now when you can start to plan certain things. And planning is good, for the more you plan and the more you're prepared for things to happen, the more opportunities will come your way. And here's your Friday stars. With Venus and Saturn connected in a square, the challenge is going to be about the things that you believe in us and are striving for will not be shared by others. I mean, not everybody is going to agree with everybody else. One man's meat is another man's poison. But what you mustn't do is A, lose heart for something that you truly believe in, or B, allow other people to shift you from what you want to do and just accept that they're different from you.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.